Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you.
My drunk friend Adam here.
Yes.
He's hammered already.
Adam. Yes.
Can't get me on air in time here, huh?
Right.
God. Fucking alcoholic. Welcome to the Matthew Aaron Show. I am Matthew Aaron. www.thematthewaronshow.com, at Matt Aaron Show on Twitter, Matthew Aaron on Facebook. The Matthew Aaron Show is on Facebook. Cesar Marconi's on Facebook. You should hit him up. He likes the ladies.
He is.
Especially if you got a few extra pounds. Any Hoosiers, I am sitting next to you.
Hey, Lee Capreas, hello. I'm on Facebook as well. Friend me if you're in the mood to be friends with somebody with a lot less friends than me.
And across from me, Alex, that picks up into the video cam. Oh my God.
This is Steve Weirich.
Oh my God.
Stop filleting everything.
Sitting here annoyed is Steve Weirich.
A minute into the show.
He's jerking off your boom mic, and then it fell. And then it fell.
Yeah. So, okay. Can I just address something here?
Yeah, you can address whatever you
want. Okay. We don't need people masturbating the microphone.
No, good addressing.
We don't need that.
The show is masturbatory enough.
I know. So, learning from the master over here, Lee.
What was I going to talk about? Now I got thrown off. Our guest is Brett Davern.
Yeah, I was
from,
very awkward of
the
Alex
very Kudak. The very hit MTV show Awkward. It's a big hit.
It is.
I think it's already got picked up for a second season.
Yeah. Hmm. Yes, it has been.
After having Larry on yesterday, though, I'm wondering if MTV goes longer than two seasons with anything not called The Real World.
They should aim for a show that goes like seven seasons. You know, they should get time they had their epic masterpiece show.
Larry had nothing bad to say, so I guess I won't say anything bad.
Right.
If the Poindexter says, the Poindexter says.
I agree.
What the Poindexter says goes.
Yep.
Mr. Larry, he did a good job. He was good to have on last night. Mr. Larry.
So, Steve, not working so much now, huh? What happened to your little gig?
I'll tell you. Oh, do we really want to broach that topic?
Well,
I mean, we can if you'd like.
I heard something happened.
Okay, well.
You weren't welcome.
No, I was unwelcomed. Okay, so.
Like a vampire.
I picked up, any of you on listening, Columbia College Chicago has a job board, and I picked up what I thought was going to be a boom mic operator job. I've got the email to prove it. $100 a day, 2-week shoot. I get there yesterday. In risking being late for this show, I get there, talk to the crew, I leave. I thought everything was cool in the gang, was arranging to be there at 8 a.m. in Hyde Park, in the person's apartment, no less, to film this blockbuster of a flick.
Were there a lot of posters for bands you've never heard of on the wall?
We've got Dotson here. Nobody cares.
Already. Thanks.
Okay, no, continue.
I was figuring you'd pull that move on me. Anyways, we do the show last night. I get a voicemail from the director saying I'm no longer needed. And I ask him why. He says they're not going to use a boom mic. They're just going to run their audio through their cameras.
They're going to have Alex run their boom mic.
Oh, they're going to have Alex whack off their audio, probably.
Right.
And then follow up. I checked the Craigslist today this morning. They're looking for a free PA.
Mm.
Wish them the best.
So your job got downgraded to free.
To free. Instead of that 14 hundo, it got downgraded.
$3.99, as Pat DiStefano says.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, film students, want a bogus credit for nothing, for no pay on your resume? God.
Well, as I told Steve, beware of the Craigslist.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know.
I don't like being right about everything bad. But I tend to be right about everything.
Oh, you
bad.
Are only right about bad things.
Yeah.
If you thought you had cancer, you'd be correct.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah.
Well, I did think so last year, and then I was wrong.
Oh, that's good.
But Chuck and Lenny found it funny.
They did. Well, Chuck finds dying people funny, of course. Why wouldn't he?
So that happened.
Yeah,
you freed up a little time to do some writing.
Right. Yeah, I freed up some writing time.
Let's write some spec.
We should. I mean, I've got time to be a sandwich artist and write, and anything else that the Matthew Aaron Show needs of me.
Sandwich artist.
Oh, yeah.
Artiste.
Lee, life?
Going okay. Going swimmingly.
Yeah. And swimmingly. That's two different boats.
leveled everything off. I am going out there with you to L.A. I think I finalized my decision. I am moving. So,
if fans
of the show, if you like the Lee on the Matthew Aaron Show, he's not going to be leaving the Matthew Aaron Show
until I fire him.
Until I get fired for negligence.
October 31st.
Well, we really don't need a boom mic operator, so, I mean, you know.
Yeah.
Well, Lee's coming with us to L.A. Isn't that special?
Yeah, right.
It's swimming. It's swimmingly. That's what it is.
Yeah.
So that's the swimmingly part?
Yes.
Yeah.
And what's the okay part?
He sold a kidney to finance it.
I might be kind of sick.
Really?
Yeah.
Wait. Didn't you just give a speech like 3 days ago? I get sick once every 3 years.
Yeah.
Must
not,
be time.
Not like you can catch it sick. Like I. You
oh
know,
boy.
Yeah, that would be a problem.
Yeah.
This wouldn't be a good. This wouldn't be a good situation.
Yeah, it's no good.
All right. Well, that's good.
I was gonna say, if you come here with any kind of cold, he'll put you in a bubble.
No, not sick like that. I never get sick like that. Flu.
No,
never. This is worse. But
oh boy,
you want to get to a little news off the bat?
Sure.
I got some. Before we get to the funny news, I got some bad news. I guess some not so good news.
It's
How about
good,
that?
It's been good to work with you guys.
Yeah, has it been good? Give that speech in a month or two. Don't worry, you're not fired yet. Give it a few weeks. Florida Republicans fight to keep cohabitation of unmarried couples illegal.
Yeah.
So I'm going to read you a little story here. Thousands of unmarried couples who are living together in Florida may be surprised to learn that they are actually breaking the law. Under outdated and rarely enforced state laws that have been on the books since the late 1800s, cohabitation is actually a second-degree misdemeanor, punishable by $500 up to 60 days in jail.
Yeah.
The same penalty applies to adultery, which one Florida woman tried to have reinforced for a cheating husband in 2006.
Right.
The Sun Sentinel reports that one Florida Republican is commendably, trying to repeal these irrelevant laws, only to be met with mass opposition from his fellow Republicans, including Governor Rick Scott. These social conservatives won't support his effort to finally legalize a common practice and would prefer the official condemnation of couples living in sin stay enshrined in state law. So you know what this is about, right?
Right, right.
Can I spell it out for people?
Yeah.
Gays.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
They don't want people in Florida who are of same sex living together.
Living in sin is something that your grandma says when you move in with your girlfriend. Could you not have legislation that sounds like it was made by your grandma? I know it's Florida, but what the hell? They are the party trying to keep government out of people's lives.
Yep.
Yeah. What do I know?
And by the way, I do want to bring up that the governor brought up the term family values.
Yes. Fucking hypocrite.
There's no Republican speech that goes without hearing the term family values.
Family values.
The over-under you could play drinking games with on family values.
Right.
So I thought I'd share that with you. That was in thinkprogress.org, which I know is a liberal, biased media outlet. But you know what?
They don't claim
the
they're
quotes
not.
They're quotes.
Well, yeah. They don't claim they're not.
No, they're not. But people that are conservative sometimes tend not to believe anything they post.
Right.
Even though there's quotations and audio and footage.
Yeah. Well, that's, data? Evidence? Yeah.
Although, you know what I think of when I hear family values is the Family Matters theme song.
Oh, is that all you think of?
I think of them dancing in the kitchen.
That's Family Matters. Yes,
what do you, wait, you think of Family Matters? When you think of gays cohabitating.
You think of Steve Urkel.
You think of... Because if anything's gay, it's the opening of that theme song, by the way.
Yeah.
Well, by the way.
They're all, they're all cohabitating. Come on.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Yay.
That's sick.
Just so I can have, I think they should cohabitate, just to be honest.
So how come you hear that and you think of gays, but you don't think of gays when you hear this? A good point. I'm making a good point.
Well,
here.
I'll say this: they lived in wedlock on Step by Step. It's cohabitating in the Family Matters.
Yeah.
Wasn't the very first episode of the Brady Bunch they were not in wedlock and they lived separately? The pilot.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. I don't know. You know.
Well, the pilot.
Hollywood's getting with the times.
They
sooner
are.
Or later.
Well, that's true.
Sooner or later. Hey, did Lori Loughlin live with Jesse before they were married?
Yes. Actually, she... No, she did not.
No, of course not. They built the attic.
They did build the attic. Well, no. Before they built the attic, he spent one night there and cried. Stamos! There you go, Bruce Fred.
Stamos!
Yeah, they had a very Miller Boyette scene where he cries because he misses Michelle. And then they built the attic.
Well...
They Miller Boyette'd
it. Well, what can we say except Florida causing trouble again? My God.
Yeah, it's always Florida. Yeah.
Can we get
it?
A giant saw and just cut them off and push it away?
People that listen to this show must not think we think highly of Florida.
No. Yeah, but come on. How many...
Yeah, they're the hanging Chad of our country,
that, yeah, so to speak. They're Richard Jewell. They're always guilty. Okay.
You kind of look like Nelson Muntz.
Yo, coming from Porky Pig.
Here we go. Yeah. I knew I was going to get
it
that.
It was 100 degrees outside. I was afraid
did
if you walked out,
cook?
You turned into bacon.
Well, yeah. If you have an apple, I have a trick I can do.
I was going to get a giant piece of lettuce and tomato and put it between you.
I think for if we're doing an animated series, our cartoon characters should be Porky Pig, Marty Sherman,
and Yosemite Sam over here,
yeah,
and me.
And a toad dressed like a parrot head.
I wish you guys
like a Jimmy Buffett fan toad.
I wish you guys the best of luck on getting the rights to those characters for our show.
Speaking of characters.
Yes. Is that it?
Yeah.
Was that one of those ending segues?
Well, it's an
outro.
Yeah, one of those outro segues.
I had to rewrite my thoughts because I had to be very. I had to do a rewrite in the old brain up here. You're more of a foghorn leghorn anyways.
No.
Let's be real.
I'm not Yosemite Sam?
No.
Yosemite Sam! It's Yosemite Sam!
Yosemite
Sam! Yeah, Yosemite Sam! The roughest, toughest hombre has ever crossed the Rio Grande. And I ain't no mamby-pamby. Now all of you clear out of here!
Maybe
actually,
I am a lot like you.
Well, no, that's without a cigarette.
Namby-pamby.
I've dropped mamby-pamby, I think.
You don't hear that term so much anymore.
I like a good old mamby-pamby.
I hate them namby-pambies. Dave Coulier over
He's
there.
The baddest motherfucker in the West.
When did Dave Coulier join the show?
Dave Coulier.
Please, I'm a lot more akin
Please,
to Michael Winslow.
Cut it okay. out.
Can you at least say Michael Winslow?
No.
That's
funny. He is kind of the Uncle Joey.
Hates Uncle
He's
Joey.
He's doing the f***ing over here. He has to be.
Hey, Rob.
Cut it out. Cut it out.
Wow.
Dave Coulier was just miming it.
So I'm just curious.
I wanted to let
you
know.
Was Dave Coulier on that roast of Bob Saget? Did he get to...
No, he was sitting in the audience. Hey, he got invited.
They couldn't even...
The comedian of the group doesn't get to go on the road.
He's not even wearing the dais.
He got invited. He didn't want to do the dais.
Okay.
Maybe he had nothing bad to say about a Bobby Sags.
Yeah.
I had nothing bad to say about a Bobby Sags.
He's all right.
Nor do I.
Well, it's not having anything bad to say about him. It's all.
What is Caesar filming of Alex, I want to know? He just sits here with his computer open.
I don't know.
Like he's doing anything. Oh.
Right. Oh, well, let me flutter some papers around.
Yeah, Nick playing Angry Birds, and him on... Yeah, that's really good.
Ooh, hates Angry Birds.
Yeah.
Oh, fuck. Come on.
All right.
The one can give the other a rim job.
Can they see all our tchotchkes now?
I don't know if I like filming anymore. I hate filming.
I was going to say, do you... I mean...
Well,
Peter
Tolan shooting me, that's one thing. Cesar Marconi.
Well, when you film Matt and a bunch of ugly dudes, it's,
Yeah. Steve's makeup girl took the day off, obviously.
Matt and a bunch of ugly dudes?
She's in San Diego? Is she glorified?
Possibly. Oh, come on now.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Wow.
Very funny. Very funny.
Doling out the ha-has like candy today.
I like a ha-ha.
Okay.
I'm in a ha-ha mood.
Yeah.
So Brett Davern, we need to talk about awkward when he's on, I guess,
right.
And
right.
Talk about how good looking he is.
Yeah, another good looking devil.
Yeah, 2 days in a row, lucky me.
What are the odds?
Yeah, lucky
2 days.
You got Larry Poindexter and Larry Poindexter's bastard son.
Yeah,
great.
You do.
No, that's not you, Louise.
That's not you, Louise. It's okay.
You are not of the Poindexter variety.
He's Larry Poindexter's charity.
You got dreamy eyes. That's about it.
Were you in American Ninja 2? I don't think so.
Oh, wow. I love how that's the movie.
How many Michael Dudikoff movies have you done?
Or how many Michael Dudikoff fights have you been in?
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, man.
What are he's petting some dog.
Wow.
It's a stuffed animal that he's very attached to it. Did you give Megan my apology? You son
she
of
called
a...
at 1 in the morning.
What happened with all that?
She called in yesterday to the show.
Really?
I may have been a little rough.
Okay. About the...
No, I did want to apologize on the air about being a little hard on Megan.
That was nice of you.
To be honest, the only thing I felt bad about was telling her to hit the brick.
Yeah.
The rest of the stuff, not so much, but hit the bricks.
Hit the
I thought was a little rude.
Yeah. Tony Curtis over here.
Well, you know what? She was going on and on and on. I had enough. And she wouldn't answer any of my questions.
Oh. All right.
Wow.
Wait. So is it fair to say she
kind of
Christine O'Donnell'd you? Is that what
she kind of a dodgy character?
Yeah, she kind of Christine O'Donnell'd me in a way. Well, I couldn't get her to leave.
She left your questions, that's for sure. She wasn't answering the question.
You mean she reportedly wrote a book and didn't write or read it?
Yes.
Well, okay. I won't go that far.
Yeah.
I'm getting my standards and practices over here is telling me not to go too far.
Okay.
What's the standards and
practices? Luisi over here, damage control and what I can and can't say.
So what else is going on? Anything, Lee, you got anything going on? You got any bits for me today? Anything funny? Any ha-has?
Yeah, I thought of something. I'm gonna ask. All right, so I'm coming out there. All right, on this move, gonna try to make it work. And I'll have to incorporate into the California lifestyle because it's very different than Chicago. And I'm not minded. I'll let it envelop me. Let's see. And I wonder what kind of Californian will I be? And I came up with a couple of scenarios. These are a couple changes my personality could take when I go out there. All right? I could be gym rat Lee Capreas. Thousands of leg presses and squat thrusts after his initial move to L.A., a buff, tan, small penis Lee Capreas fits Andrew Dice Clay-esque comedy sessions in between time at Muscle Beach, all on a diet of wheatgrass and vanilla muscle milk. If I don't lift, I die, he's heard saying. Sales of his first album, Can I Get a Spot, skyrocket after a televised arm wrestling contest with Carrot Top on ESPN9. That's one incarnation.
That's one incarnation.
You should ask Nora Dunn about that Andrew Dice Clay.
Yeah. I could be Beach Dude Lee Capreas. A long-haired, be-sandaled, churns out second-rate headbergisms Lee Capreas on stage, supports his low-activity lifestyle with shifts at a lousy pizzeria on the beach, and time working in a hydroponic marijuana nursery. His tagline, I lost my lighter again. That could be me.
Okay.
I could fit that one. Okay. I might be desperate to get famous brown noser Lee Capreas. Hard up to make extra cash to support his trendy cocaine habit, a ponytailed bony Lee Capreas spends his days trying to rub elbows with even D-list celebrities in an off-putting and even less shameless manner than Rupert Pupkin. Desperate Lee Capreas magically has whatever material he needs for the occasion. A spec for the studios, a pilot for the networks, a demo for the label, and a prosthetic ding-dong for the shady warehouse. Forced to do gay-for-pay movies, his first ever film credit, Hard Luck, reaches 1,800 downloads, so to speak. Tagline, a reference is a reference, just pointed away from my eyes.
Very nice.
Okay.
I think that's you.
We'll do. Yeah, I think that might be
it.
You're
not funny and nobody likes you.
Wait just a second. Did you say
I'm
that out loud?
I'm just kidding. Yeah. I'm just kidding.
It took 9 minutes to write that.
Oh, God. Listen, Lee, if you rub any more elbows, your elbows will flake off into dust.
Right. They'll catch fire.
No. Fuck. My hand just
You're not funny and nobody likes you.
Oh, wait, who said that?
Oh, that's just terrible.
Wow. Could somebody Bobcat Goldthwait him off the set?
Right,
here?
Right.
Pat Tobias wants you to know you put a lot of thought into that bit.
Oh, thank you. You
so
did.
So he is going to give you credit on the thought. Why? Where's my candle? Where's my pink, red candle?
I don't know.
Took it where?
To the Bears game.
To the.
No, someone find my red candle over. I'm not doing an interview
until
so I have
game?
The red candle.
I have no
took
idea.
Took it where?
You are like.
What do you mean? Probably took it first of all.
Where's my grandson? That's what he's like right
Where's
now.
The fucking candle? The red one. No.
No, the other red one.
Oh, my God. She did fucking take my fucking candle.
You should probably hit her with your car.
And you let her. You two, Ace and Gary's, sat down here last night with her and let her do whatever the hell she wanted.
Oh, yeah.
In my fucking studio.
Oh, yeah.
Ace and Gary over here.
Very ambiguously.
Fucking A. I can't. Oh.
Wow. Can't put them in charge of anything, can you? Not in charge of your candles.
That candle still had like 15 hours to burn.
Oh, yeah. You know what I recommend? I recommend after the Bears game, when you see Siri, ask her about it.
Yeah.
She'd probably be in a good state of mind to talk about that. A few brews in her.
Join Gary and I in 2 weeks as we host the best of Saturday TV Funhouse, or we'll zap you with our spank ray. It's fun.
That's what I'm dealing with.
Here. I was gonna say that's exactly
what I'm dealing with.
It's great when you have a soundboard to get all the laughs.
Yeah. Well. You don't you wish you had one?
Yeah.
Maybe you would have had some laughs.
Oh yeah.
Any hoosers?
Damn it.
Any hoosers?
He did.
Funny and nobody likes you.
I'm just kidding.
Where's that from?
Wouldn't you like to know?
It doesn't matter. When you have a soundboard.
I was going to say, it's from a little
place.
The
magic's in my fingertips.
Oh. From a little place he likes to call You'll See.
All right, I'm a little upset about this candle, but I'm going to let it. I'm going to let go.
Are you
Vine?
You're freaking out over the candle?
Mad? Yeah, I'm a little mad about it.
We've got Dodson here.
This is how people feel about
here.
My candle.
Nobody cares.
That's true.
Nobody cares.
People should care, but they don't.
I love how Adam's like, it's a candle. Do you have $6 for that candle?
Yeah.
I don't think so.
I don't think so.
Oh, Lord.
That was a good candle, damn it.
I liked it.
We spent half hour picking that out at Meijer. Damn it.
We did.
At 2 in the morning. And don't you do that limp hand.
Oh.
Dodson. We got Dodson here.
Oh.
See, Adam, no one cares. And put down that beer.
I do have some questions for Brett Davern because... Oh, wait. I have a phone call. Hold on.
Hey, maybe that's...
Hello. You're on the Matthew Aaron Show. Who am I speaking with?
Yo, it's Brett.
Okay.
Hey.
See, it's perfect because I had questions for you.
What's up? I called the number. It said press 1 to talk to the host, so that's what I did.
Well, you know what? Good job pressing there. You got me.
I got you.
The British broad did not fool you, obviously.
No.
No, I stuck with it.
Listen, you don't let her push you around, okay?
Yeah, that's my
pick. I won't.
Terry. Brett Davern from Awkward on MTV.
That's
huge,
right.
Huge hit.
Thanks.
Yeah. Well, how does it feel to be on a hit show like that? Being one of the leads, it's good.
It's honestly overwhelming. It's crazy. I still can't believe it's even real.
Life changing a little. People
a little bit.
Some perks.
Yeah, totally, man. I mean, we got to go to the VMAs. It was crazy. Like it's been awesome.
Did you like the VMAs? Your boss is maybe listening. So yeah, I'll take that as a yes. You loved them.
Yeah, we had a great time.
Is it legit fun, though, the VMAs? What is there to do other than watch the show? What's that like, going to the VMAs?
No, it was cool. I mean, we got to walk the red carpet. I'm, like, standing next to Flo Rida and, all these music people. It was crazy. Yeah, it was fun.
Well, that's cool. Any parties afterwards? You do the whole party thing or no?
Champagne? Yeah, we got to go to the MTV party, which was... I got to say, a little bit of the B-team party, but that's okay, It was like us and Teen Wolf and, the kids from The Challenge on MTV and stuff. And so it was cool. It was fun. A lot of MTV talent was there. So it was good.
Well, it's the Z-team party over here, so
yeah.
You're not really.
But we're trying really hard to be Y.
Yeah, we're working on Y. Brett, I have looked all over, and I cannot, I can't find an age for you. Is that on purpose?
Yeah, well, that's on purpose.
Are you 40?
Yeah.
Are you
no, please. Come on. I'm only a couple years out of high school.
Oh, really?
Oh, wow. Right.
You've worked quite a bit. So how long have you been working for? You're only a couple of years out of high school. So when did you start acting on
I started early. I started like 5 or 6 years ago, you know. And professionally, anyway. I was doing, you know, theater up in Seattle where I'm from.
Yeah.
But started kind of auditioning professionally, you know, about like 5, 6 years ago. And got an indie film, which moved me out to L.A. And, you know, I've kind of been there ever since. So
what? 5 or 6 years ago, so we'll say you were like 14, 15, what makes you want to act at that point? Like, what when you're a teenager and you're trying to fit in and be cool and, like, instead of football, you go acting. How does that process?
Honestly, I'm too small to play sports.
No,
I'm so with, there you go.
I was stunted after 15, so I'm with you.
No, for real. I mean, I wanted to be a football star. I wanted to wear a Letterman jacket. I wanted to be that varsity Letterman. But when you go into high school and you're, you know, 5 foot tall and 100 pounds and you go out for freshman football, you kind of get your butt kicked the whole time. So,
well, you're living the dream now. You got the Letterman jacket on TV.
See, that's it, man. That's it. I got to tell you, like, every day I get to wear that thing, it's like a victory. So.
That's very good. So
it's like every day I show up, they're like, "You're wearing the jacket today." I'm like, "It's a good day. That's a good day because that's my only goal in life."
So you grew up then in Washington, where
Edmonds, Washington, just north of Seattle.
Edmonds,
okay,
yeah.
Okay, my co-host Lee here. He went to college.
I went to Evergreen
University
State.
Of Phoenix.
Yeah.
No,
I'm an Evergreener from Olympia.
Nice. All right.
Yeah, he doesn't really care. He's like, whatever.
I wouldn't.
That's like if it was us from Chicago saying, Morris, you went to Morris, Illinois.
You
very
went to
cool.
anywhere outside of Illinois. Great.
Yeah. No, come on, man. Evergreen, represent. What's the mascot there? It's got to be the,
It's a gooey duck.
The mascot there?
The gooey what? Duck.
A gooey duck?
Yeah, the gooey duck. Get up. It's a giant, it's a bivalve that's underneath the
It's a giant
surface.
Wad.
No, it is. It's
right.
It looks like a penis hooked up to a vagina.
It looks like it has a giant schlong coming out of it. Yeah.
I love when you can have a makeshift college like Evergreen.
By the way, I like how you knew what it was and you set me up for that. That was good.
Hey, I know what it is. Come on, man. You can't grow up in Washington and not know what gooey does. Come
Look,
on now.
We all know a giant schlong when we see one, all right?
I'll let you guys say that.
I'm taking off my pants.
Man.
There's a way to kill it.
Yeah, you know what, Lee? That deserves
You're not funny and nobody likes you.
You're not funny and nobody likes you. Brett, let's talk about you know, you actually did a few TV shows I've seen you in. I got to tell you, I had to do research for Awkward. You know, I just turned 28. I'm a male. Not really my demographic. Not really my thing. So I had to do some research. And I watched a bunch of them. But I seen you before. You were on In Plain Sight with Mary McCormick.
Yeah.
Like a lot.
Yeah.
And I think you did one of the CSIs too, right?
Yeah, CSI Miami. Me and, you know, when David Caruso points his gun at you, you know you've arrived, you know?
So when you... Now
That's
when
not
you
a watch, gooey duck joke, by the way.
And we all love Davey Caruso here, but when you watch CSI Miami, don't you laugh a little when he does that one-liner at the beginning with the sunglasses?
Dude,
coming up?
I got to tell you, like, standing there in front of him about to shoot a scene and watching him practice taking the sunglasses off is amazing.
He practices taking them off? He's method.
Hey, man, we're doing rehearsal. He's like, he comes up, he picks the sunglasses out, he's doing his thing, and it's awesome. It's like, it's an out-of-body experience for sure.
He is kind of cool, like in a weird way.
He's great. He was so awesome, man. He was really cool to work with. He's fun.
Oh, I love David Caruso, though.
But a little out there, you know? He's a little, he's a little crazy.
Yeah, well, that's what they say over at NYPD Blue. Now, you did In Plain Sight, though, and I love Mary McCormick.
She's great.
She's hot. Now, what was that like?
Oh, it was so fun. We shot out in New Mexico and, you know, just go out there for a few days and do it. And it was really a lot of fun. Her and the whole crew out there were really awesome. It was fun to work with them.
That's first and last time a story we'll start with. It was really fun. We were out in New Mexico. You're never going to hear that sentence again, ever.
I mean, hey, New Mexico was cool, you know. It was awesome. I got to fly back early, and it was great.
Very nice. So Awkward comes around. Is this something you got auditioned for, or were they like, hey, the hot blonde kid, we want him?
Dude, I'm still auditioning for everything. Don't get it twisted. It was great. It was awesome. I mean, the audition came across the desk just like all the rest of them, and it was great. It was really one of the first high school shows that I read that I really resonated with and was like, you know what, this is real. It's funny. Lauren Unerich, our creator, just writes that female voice so well, and it just comes off funny and a little times, you know, at times it can be silly and over the top, but sure. It's just so great. So I was just excited to even get the chance to audition.
Well, I'll tell you from watching it, and this is the question that I know we've been joking around, but I have a serious one for you. Okay.
Yes.
So I'm getting that you guys are trying to be more accurate towards what is going on in today's teenage world. And instead of like teaching lessons necessarily like Family Matters. Am I kind of right about that there?
I think so. I mean, I think at the end of the show, if you can take something away from it, that's great. You know, if you can take a moral of the story, so to speak, that's awesome. But I don't really think that's what the show shoots for. You know, the show kind of is just like, look, this is what it's like. It is what it is. And take it for what it's worth, you know,
right.
Which I think is what people respect about it.
Sure. And I was going to ask you, because there was one episode where I was like, and it's a totally true episode. You guys nail it. It's like, it is accurate. But there's an episode where the parents are buying their kids booze for a party.
And, yeah.
All right, there's got to be some consequences in this. And not really. And then at that point, I was like, I never thought an MTV show would make me think. And, it did make me think, like, this is what...
No, hey, I'm glad we can, man. I'm glad we can. You know, like, I think that's the whole point. I think that's why it's got such an audience, because not only can kids in high school right now watch it and get something out of it, but I think the parents can, too, you know? And that scene, I love watching that scene, because it's like, the parents aren't being necessarily irresponsible. She's dropping them off at the party. She's picking them up from the party. But she's saying, hey, like, I know what goes on. Go have a good time, you know? And it's real, hopefully. So,
No, it is real, but it's different. When I went to high school 10 years ago, there was drinking, maybe a kegger here and there. But
yeah.
It seems like it's something that's happening all the time now. And do you feel like you guys are responsible, because you're on MTV and you're doing the show for teenagers, do you feel like you need to be responsible about consequences and how you present choices?
Well, I think as an actor, I mean, you know, we can only do what's written on the page, you know? So we show up to work and we just kind of do what they've written out for us. And that's kind of the writer's job. But I feel like where it is responsible is it's like, they kind of set up that the parents are definitely younger. The parents were teenage parents to begin with. So they're not that much older than the characters are themselves. And so maybe it's a new generation of parents, you know?
Yeah.
But as far as being responsible, I mean, it's my job. I show up and say the lines, and that's kind of for the producers and writers to figure out, I guess.
Has anyone not drank before their 21st birthday, though?
Well, look, yeah, no, but this is something...
I mean, I think it would be naive, right, to think that that's not true.
But this is something that's happening in high school every weekend now.
Oh.
Every week. I mean, it was one thing when you were 16 and you had a beer.
Yeah.
But there are parties every single fucking weekend now.
Yeah.
I will say that in that episode, because in that specific episode, I remember that my character Jake ends up driving Jenna home at the end of the night, and there's a scene earlier on where they're talking, and you know, he says like, I need to go get a drink or something, and I remember us while we were shooting that scene saying, hey, let's kind of change the line to like, just I got to get out of here or something, because he's gonna drive her home later. So, you know, we were trying to be responsible in a way, like, hey, he might have had a beer, but that was a long time ago, and now he's okay to drive home. So I think, you know, definitely spreading the message of being safe and things like that. I don't think we ever want to get away from that, for sure.
What do you think of your generation, Brett? I have a because I think people my age are just missed your generation. And
right.
I think there is a perception from older people that we're not, of course, with every new generation, you don't understand them, right? And so what is your perception? Like, what do you think you guys represent and people your age are going to bring to the future for us?
Well, I mean, it's definitely the generation of instant gratification, right? I mean, with Facebook and Twitter and all that kind of thing. I mean, being able to, I mean, I'm on Twitter and like people being able to get in touch with me at a moment's notice or me tweeting something and it going out to 8,000 people it's overwhelming, you know? So I think that's definitely something that we're having to deal with for sure. And for the first time, I think, you know, and I don't know, I guess the jury's still out, right?
No, I think so too. I mean, it's just, I guess the instant gratification thing, which I think you're right on the money about, is it's maybe a little too fast and quick for some of us older people. Like we
well, you know, the one thing I would change that I'm not necessarily down with is all the texting and all the Facebook messaging or Twittering or that kind of thing. It's like, if you got the person's number, give them a call, you know? I got to say, I might kind of go against my generation in that way and just say, stop with the texting, just give a call. Like, let's communicate on a more personal level a little bit. But maybe that is the generation I'm living in. Maybe I'm rebelling a little bit.
Well, no, it's kind of crazy because, you know, I've gotten really into texting. It's just easy to ignore people that way.
It is easier, I got to admit. It really is.
But if I like you a lot, I will call you.
Right.
Like, if you're someone I definitely like, you'll get a phone call.
I never get calls from him.
And I could talk your ear off to like 30 minutes to an hour. Steve could tell you.
Oh, yeah.
Steve gets phone calls at like 1 a.m. So is Tobias, Caesar.
That's because you like us, though.
Yeah, well, you need your buddies to bitch to. The texting doesn't really get it done.
You'll get a carpal tunnel from the texting.
It's like, no, really. I mean, it's like, hey, a conversation that's going to take 2 hours over text could take 5 minutes over a phone call, you know? Let's just call each other and get it handled.
Absolutely. I have a theory on why there's so much texting. I think women are addicted to texting and men just kind of follow along. Women love texting.
I kind of second that, man. I'm with you.
Men just follow along? That's your... Really?
Yeah. Yeah.
You know what?
A little bit.
Yeah, maybe I'm just not... I've never followed women to anything.
I think most men text because women text.
No, because I just feel like they're going to take me somewhere I should not be.
Okay.
No. They scare me. Women are scary. Women are scary. I'm not so into instant gratification. You gotta earn having sex with this wildebeest. You need to work.
Yeah, there's a little something to be said for foreplay, right? Come on.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, for me, it's a trust thing because I'm just always afraid. Like, if I just hook up with some random girl, well, I don't know her, so she may go to fucking like wherever tomorrow and start telling everyone what an awful lay I am and what a terrible human being I am. And oh my God, how'd I end up going home with that?
Now everyone in town.
I don't know. You know, that sounds more like insecurity than anything else. I don't know. You got to work on that. Not trying to play Dr. Brett or anything. I'm just saying.
Well, if I looked like Brett Davern, I'd be a little more secure, I guess.
Oh, please.
You do have that Ken look going, don't you? You got that Ken look going.
I'll let you say that. I can't say that.
You can't say it.
You can't say it.
Well, no. Brett, how do you feel? Okay, well, that's an interesting question. Everyone thinks, I'm just looking at something. I mean, this is how stupid women are, though, by the way. Top 110 hottest guys ever. But under it, it says a list of 109 people. They're missing one there. But you are in the top 110 hottest guys ever, according to one girl.
Ever?
Yeah, ever. Ever.
What is this? I haven't even seen this yet.
It's a blog on imdb.com.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, I'm flattered.
Now, wait. But how do you look at yourself? How do you look at yourself? A lot of people think you're extremely good looking, but what does Brett Davern think when he, like, wakes up in the morning, looks in the mirror?
I got to tell you, I'm a former fat kid. I'm a reformed fat kid from high school.
Okay.
So that's pretty much how I look at myself every day.
I'm a thin kid. I'm a reformed thin kid from high school.
I got to tell you, man, it was gnarly, like quitting playing sports and going to the theater and, you know, your mom's still cooking the same stuff. And so you're still eating the same. And you're not exercising like you used to, you know? So there was a time where it wasn't too great. So I might have a little body dysmorphic maybe. I don't know. So I'm not as comfortable as you might think.
So how tall are you, Brad? I'm trying to size you up here to me. How tall are you?
I'm 5'9". 5'9".
Oh, 5'9".
Coming in. Maybe 5'9 and a half on a good day, you know.
Wow. Oh, he's taller than me.
All right. Not by much, though.
I'm trying to size him up so we can be on the same workout program or something.
Okay.
Right.
I want to be a reformed fat kid, too.
Buddy system.
Yeah, buddy system. Well, he can get me in the...
Listen, just email your workout to Matt, and he'll follow it.
Well, look,
say 20 minutes of in-your-face cardio, then a little bit on the bag.
I need to get in with Brett, because he will introduce me to the who's who.
I got to tell you, it's pretty much moving to L.A. Moving to L.A. does it for you, man.
We are moving in 2 months, November 1st.
That's really what it is because, I mean, everyone out there is so health conscious and everything's organic this and organic that, and it really kind of does it for you. So, but if it wasn't for that, I would still be, back in Edmonds, you know, kind of roly-poly in it. But
that's funny.
I don't know. I mean, it's really flattering, and it's really nice of all these people, and especially all the fans and all the Twitter people and the Facebook stuff. And they're so nice about it, but really, I can't see that. So,
well,
I'm flattered.
You know how I kind of see Brett Davern? You remember Dumb and Dumber?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's going to fit me into the social pipeline.
Oh, yeah.
He's my Mary Swanson.
He's the Mary Swanson. Oh, yeah.
Don't you want to go somewhere where someone knows us and can fit us into the social pipeline?
Yeah. That's so funny. Samsonite. I was way off, right?
Samsonite.
Yeah.
So you are my Mary Swanson, Brett. Good for you.
You've got
all right, deal.
IOUs in there for you.
Yeah. You may want to hold on to this one.
275,000.
Lamborghini. Yeah. You may want to hold on to this one. So, Brett, what are some of your influences growing up? You want to be an actor. Who are, like, the actors that you watched and you're like, this is the guy I want to be like?
Well, I got to tell you, I mean, I think the first couple movies I remember watching, like Tom Cruise movies, you know, Days of Thunder and All the Right Moves and Risky Business, of course, Top Gun, stuff like that. And I'm just like, man, that guy's cool. He gets all the chicks. And no matter what people say about Top Gun, you know, whatever now. But – like, I grew up watching all those Tom Cruise movies. I'm like, this guy's awesome, you know? So maybe him at first, and then it kind of developed into, like, you know, DiCaprio with Basketball Diaries and kind of his, you know, Romeo and Juliet. And I've always kind of wanted to be that guy that gets the girl and, you know, that kind of thing. So I definitely grew up watching all that stuff. And Matt Damon, you know, I mean, those guys' careers, they just make such good choices and they they're great actors, you know. I mean, if I could ever even be remotely close to those guys. So.
Here's the deal, bro. You make one of those big movies. I'm the fat friend. Mm-hmm. Okay? You remember me for the fat friend. Like, everyone needs the Kevin Pollak in their movie, you know? The guy that's
right.
The Tom Cruise's buddy. I just watched A Few Good Men the other day, so I'm really into the Tom Cruise, Kevin Pollak aspect.
What a great movie, by the way.
It's awesome.
Yeah.
Love A Few Good Men. Love it.
Yeah.
Great fuck. Like, what else do I like at Tom Cruise? Tommy Tom. Days of Thunder, which is widely panned, but I'm a fan of.
Yeah?
Top Gun. You know what, Brett?
Top Gun, man. Come on. That is an all-time classic. You got to love it.
You mean you're not into Legend or Cocktail?
I like Cocktail.
Legend going way back with the ponytail.
Yeah. Cocktail was the Beach Boys' first number one hit.
Yeah.
Really?
Their first number one hit was from Cocktail.
Kokomo?
Yeah, Kokomo, yeah. That was the Beach Boys.
I gotta say, man, even like Rain Man, like, it's so underrated in that movie.
Rain Man's amazing. Dustin Hoffman's great in anything.
He kills it, man. It gets me every time right there towards the end. Spoiler alert, but, you know.
Yeah. Well,
they put their heads against each other. It's amazing. Yeah.
This may be our 7-year age difference here where I am really into guys like, I grew up and I want to be Dustin Hoffman and Warren.
Right.
I just say I'm really into guys.
I'm really into guys.
You did.
Like, yeah.
Hey.
Please, can we have an independent council
of Top Gun
to come together and make a soundboard out of that?
Wow.
That is funny. I'm in trouble. Okay. You know what? I got to talk.
All right, we're talking.
Warren Beatty, Jack Nicholson, Dustin Hoffman. I'm really into guys.
Yeah,
you are.
Dude, I'm right there with you, man. I mean, I might be a little younger, but like, I'm definitely a student of film, so I've seen all those.
That's good. So you've seen the 70s stuff, the 80s stuff.
Oh, for sure.
We had a fight before the show because Lee says there were not very good movies in the
80s.
And I love the 80s.
There were some good ones.
No, the 80s, there were some good stuff. I mean, well, I don't know. It was good, but, like, terrible good. You got Point Break and, you know, Roadhouse. Come on.
Yeah.
Oh, I know you got Howard the Duck in your DVD player right now, Brett. Howard the Duck.
Oh. Nailed. You got me.
Back to the future.
So what else are you working on, Brett? What else you got coming up? Anything good?
Well, yeah, no, I just finished the first major guest starring role on a show called The Finder, which is the new show from the creators of Bones. So that's going to be on Fox on January 5th.
That's the spinoff of Bones, right?
Yeah, yeah. They had kind of a crossover episode last season, I guess. And then the episode I'm on is I am the Finder's first client. So I hire him to find the remains of my Air Force father who might have or might not have gone down in a plane crash in the Florida Keys.
Did you get to work with Hart Hansen?
Yeah, Hart Hansen is the man. Like, it's so fun working with those guys. And it being their first episode was amazing. Like, Michael Clark Duncan and Jeff Stoltz and the creator Hart Hansen and they got this new girl on there, Maddie Hassan, who's like an amazing actress. It was like one of her first things, and it was just so fun to get to work with those guys. So I just finished that up about a week and a half ago, and so that'll be on January 5th. And I finished a movie up in Seattle called Junk, an independent film that was actually directed by one of the friends I went to high school with. So that was pretty awesome. Getting to go back to Seattle and run around and make a film and kind of guerrilla style, but it was great, you know. It was so fun, and so well, those couple of things, and then of course Awkward just got greenlighted for a second season, so
yeah.
I assume we'll go back on that, you know, eventually. So
we were talking about that, and you know, you're lucky that when you were on the set of The Finder, Michael Clark Duncan didn't slip and fall on you. That would have been a terrible accident.
Would have been awkward.
Yeah.
Oh, awkward. Man, he was so great. Like, so cool to work with. Like, just such a good guy. My the first movie I was ever in, Rita Wilson, who's Tom Hanks' wife, played my mom. And so just getting to hang out with Michael Clark Duncan and talk about Tom Hanks, and just we kind of had a connection instantly, and just getting to hang out with him. I mean, what a sweet guy. Like, just a teddy bear, and, like, just knows so much about acting. Like, it was like going to a master class every day for a week, so it was awesome.
Isn't that wild? The first movie you do, you're working with William Hurt and Rita Wilson.
Oh, man, it was crazy. I mean, I had an audition, and then the callback was, hey, you're going to read opposite William Hurt in front of Chad Lowe and Hilary Swank, because they were married at the time, and Rita's going to be your mom, and they're all going to be there, and it's you and another guy. Go.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, okay, let's do it.
And, you know, two of my favorite people are in that movie, Thomas McCarthy and Juliana Margulies.
Yeah.
And
Juliana Margulies, I mean, what a hottie. My God.
Yeah.
It's
see,
ridiculous.
I see Brett and I. We could do some drinks here. We could talk to some ladies.
I'm telling you, man, she's one of those people that you meet in person and you're like, wow, you are even better looking in person than you're on screen. I mean, if that's possible, you know.
Even she's the background on my computer. She doesn't know that. She doesn't know that.
I thought you were into God.
See, the thing is, I got to tell you, I've been such a fan of her since ER, right? I mean, since way back in the day. So getting to work with her was amazing. Yeah.
Yep. I loved ER. ER is one of my favorite shows ever. And I love
For sure. And she told me, I didn't even know if this was true, but she told me that on the pilot of ER, she got, like, killed off or something. But they loved her so much, they brought her back.
She was supposed to die. And Spielberg made the decision to bring her back.
Right. She's telling me this story, and I'm looking at her, and I'm like, well, yeah. I mean, who wouldn't want to work with you every day?
I think Leslie Moonves gave an interview where Leslie said the testing wasn't so great. The testing was phenomenal for the whole show until the end where she dies. And, they were really disappointed, and just like television does, testing. This is one of the rare cases where testing worked out, but was brought back, yes.
No, she was great, man, and she had just come off of, like, Snakes on a Plane, so she had all these stories about Samuel L. Jackson and stuff. It was awesome working with her. And that was my first ever thing. It was overwhelming. It was awesome.
Yeah, that's crazy. Did Awkward get tested? Do you know about that? Did you have to do the process for that?
I don't really know. I mean, we shot the pilot. I mean, I know they tested it. At the time, I think it was called
It was called That Girl at the time. And I remember the only thing it didn't get through testing was the title. And other than that, we were golden. So.
Yeah, I would have passed on That Girl, too. Awkward's a little better there.
Yeah. Over. Yeah, totally. Awkward's a great title. I love it. Yeah.
You know what else I was going to ask you for all the ladies out there? You see it?
Sure.
Something? I never asked this. I really don't care, but I know there's women listening. And I know they all like cream their panties over Brett Davern. So
we find
out. At least lie, Brett, and say you're single so the career keeps being hot.
Well, if I wanted to lie, I would say that I was single. Yeah.
Ah, there we go.
There we go.
All right. No. All right. Good for
if
you.
If I was lying.
Good yeah. for you.
Did you hear that, ladies?
Good yeah. for you. How do you balance
yeah.
that? How do you balance all that? Having like this horrible, like college kid life while acting. Like you're that you're
you know
that,
what it is? It's just it's all about finding the right girl, you know? It's all about finding the right girl.
Oh, that's
she's great. She's great, someone, she's fantastic, so supportive.
Fred, I have a question to ask you. We have someone that works on the show that
uh-huh.
has friend and bought his girlfriend's sister a pair of panties. A or nay?
Wait, what? I'm
two
sorry, my phone cut out. What did you say?
We have someone who works on the show. He has a girlfriend.
Uh-huh.
He bought his girlfriend's sister two pairs of thongs.
What do you say, Dr. Brett?
Yeah.
Dr. What do I think about
what,
that?
Yeah, what is your opinion on that?
What kind of sick bastard are you working with? What is...
The sick Whoa. Bastard. You were right. Either.
No, I'm completely... I don't know. What?
That's not how you get the two sisters into bed together, though. That's not the move.
No.
That's not...
No, that's not the move at all. No.
Oh, Brett acts like he knows. He goes, that's not the move. I'll tell you what the move is.
Yeah.
No, the move is Vegas and, you know, bottle service or something. I don't know.
Bottle service. Okay, all right.
Yeah.
Yeah,
oh, geez, that's going to sound bad.
Well, he sometimes looks like he has a case of the downs. So, you know, with the bottle surface.
Right.
You know what? I call it the ups. You got to start calling it the ups. I'm trying to rebrand.
Very nice. I like that, the ups.
Up with down.
Yeah, the ups. The ups. You got ups. And, you know, you got to rebrand things. Because downs is too negative.
All right. Well, here's the deal, Brett. When we come out to L.A. in a couple months, you're going to come do the show. We're gonna hang
Absolutely.
Out.
Absolutely.
And you're gonna be my wingman. You're gonna introduce me to some of the hot lads out there.
That sounds good to me, man. Totally. I can show you around for sure.
Stuck with Mirko as my wingman.
No, I want a woman with yams. Like, oh, just give me some yams.
So you're gonna take. Listen, you're gonna take Brett's advice. Get with the bottle service. Pour gin down their throat.
No, my bottle service is water.
Okay.
Aquafina.
Okay.
That's all I can.
Wait, was it you that bought the thong?
No,
you were saying a coworker like that?
No, someone that works in the background of the show. And by back.
Oh, okay. I thought it was like where you're like, I have a friend who, but it was really you.
No.
We
I wasn't
really
no.
Oddly enough.
Okay.
I would tell you about my horrible love life. I'll give you a quick story. Here's why you know it's not me. Because my stories usually involve, for instance, an ex-girlfriend said, now if you come in me, you're paying for the abortion. Those are my stories. That's my...
Oh, boy. That's going to take more than bottle service on that one.
I had a woman propose to me while watching the film, one of the tapes of Faces of Death. She proposed to me, and she proposed to me during a scene where this 26-year-old black guy gets shot in the head because it reminded her of when she was 13 and went out with a 26-year-old black guy in San Francisco. Thank
wow,
you
I,
for the win.
I mean, I can't even touch that one.
Boy,
if
you're a young girl and you're a fan of Brett's and you're still listening, you are really a fan.
Well,
dude, they're all out there, man. I hope they're still listening. They're so great. I love the fans. They're great.
Fan base with a nice little litmus test.
Look, this is nothing they're not hearing on MTV anyways.
Right.
Teen
that's
Mom,
true.
Bro.
That's a good point.
Teen
yeah.
Mom.
Point.
What's that show where they, like, shoot out babies into the toilet?
I thought I was pregnant.
I didn't know
I didn't know
pregnant.
That was fire.
Hey, man, come on. That's TLC. That's not MTV. Come on.
Oh, that's TLC? No. Brett's a network performer now, too. He knows. Brett,
hey, I know it, man. I had a friend that did one of those reenactments on there. TLC.
Oh my god.
Reenactment work has got to be so much fun.
Well, when you
it's crazy. I remember she played like the daughter of one of the people that didn't know that she was pregnant, and the whole time she was just yelling, "Mom, don't push! Mom, don't push!"
Oh!
So, yeah.
I thought I had to crap. Let me me tell you how viral.
It was good times. It was good times. She's like, hey, I booked a job, but yeah, I don't really want to say what it is.
By the way, Brett, tell your publicist this. I love her, and she never has to worry about having guests on our show. We love you. Yeah. You're great.
Oh, man, I think such a great time. No, you guys are awesome.
Yeah,
I think she was worried I wasn't down with the awkward.
No, she thought,
come on, you sound like an old pro on it. You're like a big fan. I love it.
Well, I've seen enough of it. I've seen enough of it, that's for sure. And
she thought you were going to...
What's awkward? I meant that in a good way. Like, I've seen plenty of them.
She thought you were going to come on to a sketchy program.
Yeah, like the program where the host goes, I'm in the dude. Oh, wait, that happened. I like guys like...
Wow.
Brett, we'd love to have you on again, pal, sometime.
Man, anytime, man. It'd be good to come in person, too. You guys are awesome.
Yeah, I need to start making some friends my own age, like around your age, because me and Ron Zimmerman, well... Shelley Leibovitz ain't lasting another 30 years, so I need to make new friends.
Maybe
you know?
Another 10. You never know.
Poor Shelley.
I need someone that may outlive me.
Yeah.
Dude, I'm down, man. I'm out in Vegas this weekend. You should come out. It's fun.
Oh, Vegas. Yeah, that's where I need to come out. You don't want me in. We're actually going to Vegas the day after Christmas.
Oh, really?
That's the Christmas trip.
Happy holidays.
Happy
holidays. Nice. No, I'm here right now. I'm looking at this trip. It's good stuff.
You're in Vegas now.
Oh, boy.
You're spending some of that awkward money.
Well, now I really respect you because we're keeping you from a lot of debasing fun.
Dude, do you gamble, Brett? Are you gambling or no?
Yeah, no, totally. Come on, yeah. You can't come out here and not put any money down.
What's your game?
You can't play with scared money, right?
Yeah, what are we talking here? Three card, blackjack, craps?
A little blackjack. I just kind of – I lost my ass in craps about 10 minutes ago. Or whenever I came up to the room about 10 minutes before I called you, and I kind of lost my ass on the patch line. But
well, Rayo's in Caesars. Go eat a Rayo's. That's fantastic.
All right. Yeah. I'm definitely going to get out and put some more on blackjack. It's fun.
I don't know. Maybe you hate Italian food. Maybe you shouldn't eat there.
No, Italian's great.
Maybe it's not part of the diet. Maybe that's why I'm fat. Too much Italian food.
Yeah.
I'm right there with you, man. I'll go for all the pasta I can eat. It's good.
Oh, please. You're not right there with me. If we were on, I didn't know I was pregnant, I'd be shooting you into the toilet.
Awful.
Women would be like, is that Brett Davern?
Oh, that poor...
He peeked out of the toilet. Well, yes, it is.
Yes.
That poor lady having to give birth like that.
Brett, thank you so much for doing the
show.
No, dude, thanks. It was great to talk to you guys.
All right, and you have fun in Vegas, and we'll see you when we're out in L.A.
All right.
Absolutely. When you're out in L.A., look me up, man. Let's hang out.
I will. You're a good man. Talk to you later,
Brett. All right. Cool, guys. Yeah, have fun watching Awkward.
All right, man. Thank you.
All right, buddy.
Cool. Thanks, guys.
I see he wasn't bad, huh? He was a pretty cool guy.
Good kid, that Brett.
Thanks, Ray.
And Lee was popping for whatever reason.
Remember, you did like the
for the babies.
Oh, for the love of! I didn't know that's what you were doing. I see, like, I hear you popping. I'm like, what's the popping sound?
You know, babies.
Yes,
it's me and Brett. He's my into the social pipeline.
On the Vespa.
Don't you want to go somewhere where you know somebody?
I traded up straight up.
I traded up straight up.
For some getting some down there.
Oh, man. I still love this.
But we laugh.
I still love this.
You're not funny and nobody likes you.
Is that just going to be whenever I open my mouth?
Whenever.
I would.
We're going to shoot that comedy career through the roof.
Here's
for
the thing.
You.
If I was in your position, I would do the same thing. By the way, we're very patriotic today. Red, white, and blue.
So I hope people. Red, white, and blue.
Yeah, I planned it. My bleach stained bouncer t-shirt. I planned it. I thumbed through the Rolodex of shirts. Bleach bouncer shirt.
Red, white, and almost blue.
So Brett was cool, though. It was awkward, MTV.
Oh, yeah.
What is that, like, what night's that on?
I think it's a Wednesday or a Thursday, maybe?
I couldn't tell you.
Why don't I just rattle off all the days of the week? They run them
so many times a week. No, you can watch Awkward, like, every night of the week. It's not, like, 10 times.
It
reruns all
it's
the time.
It's so popular. They run it all the fucking time. Yeah. Tuesdays at 10, says Producer Caesar.
Yeah, I like when
you... Steve and I watched a bunch of episodes on Sunday night.
Sunday night, yeah.
At like midnight.
Yeah, it was weird.
I like we get people on the show at every stage in the possibility of a career. Late in their career, middle of their career, and early in their career.
I agree.
That's good. I like the contrast. Yeah. And the people in the early part of their career are like, man, this is great. I got these things, and it's just crazy. I'm working with these people.
Yeah.
And then
maybe right. I'll invite you guys out with my cool friend sometime.
Okay.
Probably not. Nick's right. Bieber's
right. Right, yeah.
Sarah even called him Bieber yesterday.
I know.
Did you see that?
Yes,
she came in the gazebo and goes, is
hey,
this Bieber?
It's Bieber.
It's Bieber.
Bieber.
I have a hunch there's going to be a few Hans Molman moments out in L.A. where someone will be like, Matt, can I come too? And you'll go, no. And he'll say, can I come too?
Yeah. I'm going to take a short little break because Adam's in the John.
Adam's
and I kinda,
in the John.
I need Adam today because I'm not in the mood.
Do we know what Adam's doing? Is he taking a piss or is he crapping? Do we know?
Well, I was talking like a minute break.
Oh,
nothing serious. Oh. Nothing serious.
Maybe he doesn't know he's pregnant. He's in the bedroom. We don't know. Adam, are you pregnant?
Maybe he's spitting out a newborn babe into the toilet bowl.
Oh, how disgusting was that?
That was,
though?
Oh, I'm
like
scarred.
Like a pork link.
Ew. God.
Hello?
Jay, this is your sister. You got a lot of laughs on the Tonight Show last night. Did you mean to have your fly open the whole time?
It stinks.
See what happens when you drink, Adam? You gotta go pee and interrupt my show. Adam, when are you going to sit and do the show? Ever? Can you get permission from the GF? Laura, this is Matt.
Hey, man.
Adam needs to sit in on a show. I know you want to have him to yourself, but no. I must put an end to this. I move in 2 months.
Believe me,
allow
we understand.
The man to sit in.
What? Why doesn't she want you on the show?
I'm going to be doing 4 shows a week next month. No, she doesn't. She's not. I'm just busting her balls. But they're busy, you know? They have, like, no time.
Oh.
His schedule's brutal.
Yeah.
Brutal. Running those apartments.
Hmm.
Really, Steve? Yeah, is that how you feel about it?
Now I was just thinking about the
Do
critic.
We want to play a game of Stump the Steve today?
Okay.
Because we got time before the news.
How about we do it versus Adam? Has he ever been a contestant?
Adam, you want to play Stump the Steve? Trade seats, Lee.
All right.
Lee's going to do sound.
Dun, 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 dun.
I will explain it to you when you sit in the contestant's chair.
I was just thinking about...
Huh? I'm going to tell him.
I didn't.
Yeah. He's a main. But I am going to make it easier for Adam. I'm going to give him cartoons, which I know he loves.
He does love his cartoons.
Hit me with some cartoons.
That's what Terzo had as well.
Okay. So here we go. We're going to start the show real quick. So if you don't mind, I got to play the theme song. Welcome to Stump the Steve. All right. So anyways.
I didn't see any of Bob Barker's girls.
Here's the rules, Adam. There's 3 rounds.
Okay.
But if it's a tie, there will be bonus rounds.
Okay.
I'm going to play a theme song from a TV show or movie.
Uh-huh.
And I may also play movie quotes.
Okay.
So it could be anything, really. Soundish. You need to tell me what it's from. You get one hint. One hint for the whole game. So use it wisely.
It's like a lifeline.
Yes. You pick around and you go, boom, I need to use the lifeline. Yeah.
Gotcha.
So basically it could be from anything. I could play a song from a movie. I could play – it could be a million things. But usually we stick with TV themes. I try to make it a little easier for our challengers, and I have to try to stump the Steve. Should we pick two categories and do it that way?
Yes.
Do you like it better with categories?
I do, yes.
All right.
It narrows it down a little
bit. I'm going to have to think of two categories here.
All right.
Okay. TV dramas and cartoons.
Right.
Now, who gets what category is the question. Since Adam is the challenger, he gets to give Stump the Steve the category of choice. Do you want dramas or do you want to give Steve animated the cartoons?
So Steve is going to have to guess these, correct?
Yes. So the other category you will get. So if you give Steve dramas, you get cartoons.
Steve's getting dramas.
Okay. Steve?
Yes.
Would you like to go first?
No, I would not.
You would not. All right, so we're going to start here with Adam. And, I got to make this not so easy, but easy-ish. All right. All right. We're going to start out with...
Got it.
Adam, what is your answer?
It's Rugrats.
Rugrats. It is 1-0. 1-0. TV dramas, Steve. TV dramas.
Right.
Are you ready for this?
Television dramas, yes. I will do my best, yes.
Now, I'm expecting a lot out of you here.
On dramas?
You've kind of lost a couple in a row.
On television dramas, you're expecting a lot?
I'm expecting something here. Are you ready?
Yes.
Come on, Steve. I'm rooting for you secretly.
Prepared?
Yes. Oh, well, my answer is Law and Order SVU.
Oh. Oh.
What?
Is NYPD Blue.
Ouch.
Oh.
I missed that same one.
It is 1-0, Adam.
Thanks for
I gotta keep score
dramas,
here. If I win, can I call the game Steve the Stump?
Thanks Steve for giving me dramas, Stump. By the way, dickhead.
Look, it's Stump the Steve. You should be able to handle anything, pal. But it is going to get a little harder, and that includes for our good friend Adam.
All right.
Oh, God, this is hard. Yeah, let's see if they got one. Oh, they do. All right.
Got it.
He's got it.
Wow.
Gummy Bears.
Correct. The Adventures of the Gummy Bears. Yeah, but I will give you Gummy Bears. I don't know how he got Gummy Bears. I don't think Steve would have gotten Gummy Bears.
Because I smoked a lot of dope in college and I watched a lot of cartoons.
Well, Steve.
Yes.
Here's another dram for you.
Please.
I feel bad.
Do you?
So I'm going to give you a wow, they don't even have this show. Like, really? What am I looking at? No, he will never get that one ever. You got to make it at least. Oh, well.
Yeah, throw me a loft like Rugrats, pal. Jesus fucking Christ.
All right. God, this is so hard for Steve. I feel bad, actually. Oh, wow. They're not giving me anything that I feel like Steve has a shot at.
That's good.
That's great. Well. Oh, God.
All right. He's got TV dramas, right?
Yes. He sure does. Here we go, Steve.
No, they all sound the same,
fucking
dude.
Pianos
and drums. Have fun.
Now, you do need to get this right in order for this game to even continue.
I'll take my clue.
This hospital show that went up against ER was filmed in Chicago as well and contains the name Chicago in the title.
Oh. It went up against?
It's a 90s show.
Right.
Doctor show.
Right.
Filmed in Chicago.
Right.
Chicago in the title. Went up against ER, the other Chicago hospital show. It lasted 5-6 years on CBS.
Wow. Give me a minute here.
I actually know this one.
Adam Arkin, Christine Lottie, Hector Elizondo. I don't know if I could give you many more.
Right, no.
Mandy Patinkin left this show as well after one season.
And you say Chicago is in the name, do you?
Yes.
Wow. Well,
oh,
Chicago
come
Hope
on.
Is...
Come on.
Wow.
That is,
that's
not slick.
No.
That's cheating.
Yeah, it was.
Steve doesn't even feel good about that, but it's the point.
Oh, fuck. Well,
Steve, you can be a man and ask for a new one.
Can I get a new one, please?
That means you get your hint back, too.
Thank you.
Now that Nick ruined that for you.
I'm writing down what ones you've used so I know what not to guess. What?
You ready?
Okay. I had another one in mind. I was wrong until I got rid of him.
Some funky porno bass.
Steve, do you have a clue?
I do have one. You said.
Do you want to use it?
Yes, please. Because I have a thought in my mind, but your clue will help me.
Ewings, J.R. Ewing, the star of this show, also starred on I Dream of Jeannie.
Oh,
Larry Hagman.
Would it be Dallas?
You are correct. Dallas.
Wow,
correct.
That was good.
That was my thought.
Steve, that was great.
I just needed to... Okay.
So it is 2-1. Okay. Adam for the win.
There's no way.
Dig deep.
In a million years.
Oh, he'll get it. I'm sure he'll
dig
get
deep.
It.
No way, right?
Is this Biker Mice from Mars?
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know what? I feel cheap taking that because all I heard was from
Did
Mars.
Did he know?
In clip. Yeah.
I have no idea.
It actually announces it in the title.
Should I not give him that one then? Would you like one more?
It's your decision.
That's cheap as hell.
All right. It was cheap?
Yeah.
I thought maybe it would throw him off. All right. Oh, he'll totally get this one, though.
Yeah,
I can't give him that one.
Dig deep, my friend.
Would you have known Bonkers?
Probably not.
Oh!
He says that.
Oh! Then I feel bad.
Oh. I don't even know what Bonkers is.
Me neither.
Good Lord.
No way. No way.
What?
No way!
What are we knowing about?
You only get about 5 seconds of this. No, he'll get that.
Welcome to Atlantis Way, under, down, under. The sky's always yellow in rain or shine.
That sounds familiar. Do I have a lifeline?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Take
you
it.
Do.
If you'd like
really?
To use it.
You
yeah,
do.
You only get one, but yeah, use it, I would say.
I have this gut feeling it's like George of the Jungle or something.
But are you taking a lifeline, or are you giving me George of the Jungle?
I need a lifeline on this.
It is a Looney Tunes spinoff.
Looney Tunes spinoff.
About one character.
I do know this.
It's the Tasman.
I need a title.
Tasmanian Devil cartoon. I can't think of the name of it for the life of me.
So you're going to pass?
You won't get it if you don't get the
title. I know. I'm trying to think of it.
I'm stumped.
It is called Tasmania.
Tasmania. Yeah, I remember the song.
I couldn't give you any more of it because you would have nailed it.
All right.
But Steve, you have a shot at tying and taking this to overtime. But you are out of clues.
Yes.
And we are still on dramas.
Yes.
Dramas it is.
Oh, this one's okay. Okay, because this one will throw him off. This one will throw him off.
All right.
Are you ready?
I am ready, yes.
Yes, I know this. Yes, I know this. What this is.
You need to be careful, but go ahead.
Well, with you saying be careful, I think my answer is fucked, but my answer is CSI New York.
You're correct.
Oh,
wow. He knows his awesome. Who. He knows his who.
You know how I know this? Thank you, Gary Sinise.
Oh, I totally forgot you were editing those Sinise vids.
Oh, yeah, pal.
Oh, wow. I fought for my Steve.
Dude, I pictured Gary dancing.
Steve, you got
incredible.
It.
Steve,
yeah.
That was amazing.
Look, I thought I was the only one that knew the CSI and Law and Order differences, because there's Law and Order subtle differences,
yeah.
too, so that may be coming your way here in the bonus.
I will say this. If they gave me TV drama, I wouldn't have answered a single one right.
Oh, it's been interesting. Interesting, to say the least.
All right. Well, here's bonus round time. Bonus round could be anything.
Right. Oh,
there are no categories in bonus round.
Okay, I do need to say this, though. I will be fair.
We played that the other day. Good Morning, Miss Bliss was on for Jim McCarron.
If we didn't have that Gary Sinise thing, I wouldn't have known.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
All the CSIs, they just kind of blend together in my head.
Yeah. Well, I don't watch many of them.
This could be anything.
And is it for Adam, you said?
This is going to be, well, yeah, Adam will go first.
Okay.
Since he went first to begin with.
Right.
I am going through here.
Just got real. You're on Retro Junkie, aren't you?
I am.
Oh, fuck us.
I am.
Well, speaking of retro, I have to bring this up for the audience. Bebe's Kids was just added to Netflix instant streaming. Just thought I'd throw
that out
there.
I think that's been on there for a while. I saw it a while ago.
I've been hunting for that movie for about a decade, and it got added recently, I believe.
Oh, this is so hard.
Oh, my gosh.
I don't know if you'll get this one.
I don't know why the hell I brought that up.
It's a good
Adam, this is for you. You have to get the title correct.
So I can't just say like the Ninja Turtles and get it right.
No,
right?
You have to get which Ninja Turtles show was it?
Lenny.
Secrets of the Ooze.
Hi, Len.
That's really tough because I know that's not the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles show.
They've had numerous cartoons and a few live action shows.
I'm pretty sure that's the one that's the one that ran in the early or mid 90s, isn't it?
You are correct about that.
Clock not the time.
Yeah. Clock not the time.
It's hard because
you mean time not the clock.
Yeah, whatever.
It's hard because I never watched that.
Like dramas?
Was it called, like, the new Ninja Turtles or something really fucking lame
it's
like that?
It's Ninja Turtles, The Next Mutation.
Yeah.
So
it's a hard one.
Right.
These are getting hard.
Yeah, I wouldn't be able to do that.
Oh, trust me. Who knows if I'll get the next one.
It's like the new Ghostbusters cartoon had a guy in a wheelchair that flew out the back of the Ecto-1.
Oh, I don't know. I didn't even know about that.
He'll never get that. But we'll play it. Here we go. This is from Lee. Lee has chosen this one for Steve.
Of course he has.
Try this for a deep, dark secret.
What?
The great Detective Remington Steele.
Well, Lee, you can't give him Remington Steele.
Remington Steele. Remington Steele's my answer.
No.
What?
Lee was trying to win one for you there, I think.
Oh, that's nice of him.
All right. I got to give him another one.
Okay. Give me another one, please. Thank you. May I have another? I know this. Hey, Arnold. Hey, Arnold.
That was
this
fucking quick.
That was amazing.
You know why? Because I used to get drunk and watch Hey, Arnold when I was blackout drunk.
Well,
the Steve
has won.
Steve, that was incredible.
You got lucky.
I'm
overtime.
Hey, thank you. You were
Steve, that was great.
You were very valiant. No, I knew it right away.
He got it before they yelled, "Hey, Arnold!" He needs that point.
I heard
that
ding.
Was a solid win.
The
that
ding
was quick.
That was
yeah.
a good win.
Let's see if you guys know this though, just for fun.
Okay.
You guys know the difference between the Law and Order themes?
Not at all.
Maybe.
So if I played you,
I don't even know the difference between the shows.
Well, there's usually there's Unit SVU and there's
all right. I'll give you three Law and Orders. There's Law and Order, Law and Order SVU, and Law and Order Criminal Intent. Match up the intro to the show.
All right. This is Law and Order.
Only one I know.
What?
No, it's not.
Then it's Criminal Intent.
I'll give you another guess because there's a here's another one.
SVU.
What's he, right?
This is the rapey one, right?
No, it's Criminal Intent.
Criminal Intent. Yeah.
All right.
Do you know the rapey one if I played it?
No, I know there's a rapey
one. I was
going
to say, the rapey one?
The rapey
one. Law and Order, the rapey one.
The rapist unit? Yes.
What about this one? Do you know this theme?
CT Screw.
Do you know which one this one's from?
All fucking sound the same. This is the not rapey one, right?
This is the original.
The original Law and Order, right. Well, it was Process of Elimination, too, at this point.
What about, if anyone gets this, I'll be shocked.
Okay. I shall do my best.
This is the misdemeanor one, right? They only do misdemeanors?
No.
Law and Order misdemeanor. Law and Order misdemeanor, where everything is negotiated out of court.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. Settled.
Everything's settled. It's a real thrill a minute.
This is embarrassing.
This is trial by jury.
I'm giving my seat back to Lee Capreas here. I cannot hang.
You could hang. You need to sit in on a show sometime.
I've never even seen an episode of The Wire.
Oh, Wire's a great show.
See, I cannot hang.
You've never seen an episode of The Wire. Let's get to news.
The news. Like, are we talking The Onion or HuffPost? Because they're both pretty similar. That Onion and HuffPost.
They're untangling wires before we could do the news. Don't worry, the theme's running.
Yes. We're on in 5.
Boy, I could play a couple John Williams songs the way this is going.
Yes, you could.
You could do the entire score for Empire Strikes Back.
There you go. You're good. You're good.
Dotson. We got Dotson here.
Your news.
We report, you decide.
We report, you decide.
No, actually, it's called We Spread Rumors, You Laugh.
Oh. Hey, you want to play some TMZ tonight?
Yes, we should. Oh, TMZ.
Should we do some...
And if Harvey Levin's listening, just, shout out.
Yeah, I doubt Harvey's listening.
Harvey's not listening?
He's a little busy.
He's not one of the fourth thou listening?
Gene Simmons, the smart-ass wedding announcement.
Right.
Do we want to hear about that?
Yes.
You could just say, I'm not going to reject ideas. I'm not going to reject things.
Next question.
All right, Gene Simmons is finally revealing that Shannon Tweed told him when he asked for her hand in marriage, she didn't say no. Now the couple is planning the wedding, and they've already sent out invitations, complete with a sarcastic wedding announcement from their kids. And the announcement says, after 28 years of loose strings, our parents have finally decided to tie the knot. Our mother will share our horrendous hyphenate of a last name and our father's life. Well, it doesn't change that much. He continues on a heartfelt note saying, but we will be united as a family in spirit and in title forever.
I like it's his life being shared with her. What of hers is going to be shared? Nothing. He's Gene Simmons.
October 1st, so I won't be out there for that.
Okay.
At the Beverly Hills Hotel.
That could be a fun wedding.
It's a nice little hotel.
Yeah.
You'll have to decline.
I'm going to have to decline my invite.
Oh, the eagle.
Lindsay Lohan.
Oh, this will be good.
Billy Joel is a pain in my side. There's a clip, so let's see it.
Lindsay Lohan, Billy Joel, now have something remarkable in common. Besides the horrible driving record, cocaine abuse, banging young girls, jeez, they're practically the same person.
Lindsay Lohan got a new tattoo up on her ribcage, and it's a Billy Joel song.
Yes, Lindsay's new tat proudly proclaims, take it, Billy!
Clear as a crystal, sharp as a knife, I feel like I'm in the prime of my life.
Wow. I have to say,
yeah.
Lindsay Lohan just earned some street cred with me.
Oh, yeah?
I hate her. I hated her.
You can't.
I don't know if I hate her anymore.
I don't know.
Billy Joel,
yeah,
bro.
That's pretty good.
That's heavy on me.
Yeah.
That's heavy.
She likes the Billy Joel.
I think more than like.
Yeah. I was even going to play Billy Joel to outro the show today.
Yeah.
I think you should.
I think you should now. I don't know. I don't spend my energy hating a lot of celebrities that I don't like. Like really stupid. Like yeah, I just, it's not worth it. I don't know. I can't hate Lindsay Lohan.
You're not funny and nobody likes you.
I wasn't trying to be funny.
Well, I thought you were a comedian.
Oh.
Ha ha, jokes all the time.
No.
Dotson here.
You got Dotson here.
See, no one cares.
See, nobody cares.
Nobody cares.
No one cares that you don't hate Lindsay Lohan.
Listen, I'm going to bring dinosaur embryo wrapped in Barbasol cans. And
Lindsay,
we'll all have a good time.
Lindsay Lohan cares.
I don't know.
Steven Seagal and a little update on the puppy scandal from yesterday's story.
Follow up, please.
Juicy.
Steven Seagal claims no puppy was murdered during the Arizona raid he participated in earlier this year and says he's outraged by the false allegation. Seagal just released a statement saying, I don't call a lot of things in my career. Some of them not so kind.
Huh.
But to be labeled an animal abuser is beyond the pale, and that is simply a role I will not accept. TMZ broke the story. Jesus Leo Vera has taken legal action against Seagal over the March incident, alleging the actor crashed a tank into his property and someone involved in the raid shot his 11-month-year-old puppy.
You sounded just like Steven Seagal, by the way.
Yeah.
All right. We're good.
Yeah. I never did any of that. And it's not a tank. It's clearly an oversized SUV. And call me Rinpoche. He makes everyone call him Rinpoche, by the way, which is a spiritual master.
Don't you like Steven Seagal's music, though? I heard you're a big fan.
It is hip enough. Oh, of course Adam has it. Why shouldn't he?
Do you have the album?
It's right there next to his Weird Al record.
Yeah, right. Next to his Eddie Murphy album.
Well, Matt has that. So what's that?
And his Don Johnson album.
Wow.
I will to say that now I have everything.
Oh, yeah.
And I want you to stay no matter what tomorrow brings.
Oh, Rinpoche.
This isn't terrible. Is this awful?
That's not the worst song ever.
I feel like I should be on an escalator at Von Maur, alright? Come on. Or like JCPenney's, actually. More Penney's than Von Maur.
You know what?
Gospel singer?
Girl, it's alright.
Yeah.
What other show are you going to hear Steven Seagal sing on?
I couldn't tell you.
No other show.
You know what? He can't be an animal hater. He has gospel singers. Yeah. Let's be real.
I know.
He's even in a church in the music video at one point. He's doing this move.
Why shouldn't he be?
Girl, it's all right.
Yeah, why shouldn't he be?
I love that. That
Kevin Smith.
How could something so bland sound so offensive?
Whoa, is Kevin Smith still mad at Southwest?
I was going to say,
not me. Well, don't tell Ronnie.
What do we got here?
Ronnie?
Yeah.
We got to call him up sometime.
Yeah, we do. Chris Humphries, no bones about Kim's sex tape past.
Really? Or the marriage that he didn't know about?
Do we want to hear about this?
Because we'll be watching Kardashians.
Kim Kardashian's husband's well aware of his wife's XXX past, but sources close to Chris Humphries tells us he could care less about the sex tape. Now, Steve and I were watching Keeping Up with the Kardashians the other day. That's the first problem.
Right.
Second problem was, what did he care? He cared about
the
since
marriage.
She was married.
Yes.
But the porno tapes,
that's cool.
No big whoop.
Yeah, no big whoop.
Cool. You were married when you were 18, when you're now 30. But porno tapes, no, that's
no
fine.
Big deal.
Cool in the gang.
Well, he had it on VHS.
Yeah.
I got to give a man props that they were actual tapes,
well,
scrambled.
In fact, we're told Chris truly had no idea who Ray J was when Kim's sex tape partner sexed to the NBA star in a recent flight from L.A. to New Orleans. Ray J sat next to Chris Humphries. Who planned that?
Wow.
A producer, of course.
That's genius.
Oh, yeah.
But they didn't know who each other was?
Guess
I don't
not.
Believe that.
No.
For, I don't believe that he didn't know about a sex tape.
No, I know. He's playing dumb. That's obvious.
He kind of looks like a retard.
He does look like an oaf. This is for sure. Yeah, he does.
Sources close to Humphries tells us Chris really didn't know who he was. But once Ray J reminded him, hey, I'm the guy that fucked your wife in that sex tape 10 years ago, it didn't matter to him because Chris is simply not bothered by Kim and Ray J's previous relationship.
Yeah, he's a sloppy seconds kind of guy.
So the guy sat next to him on the plane.
Right.
Knew who Chris was. And goes, Chris, you don't know who I am? Booby. Bobby.
Yeah.
I was fucking your wife on tape, remember?
You haven't seen my face in your angry nightmares for years and years.
Well, you weren't seeing much of his face in that tape.
No.
So that, you haven't seen my huge black cock in your nightmares for years.
Maybe if I make this face, oh, recognize me now?
Well, if he wants to turn a negative into a positive, get some notes from this guy. Like, I don't know, get some scouting reports on the sex. I don't know.
Barbershop actor, I was kicked off plane because I'm black.
Of course.
Oh, United.
Oh, of course.
So it wasn't the sole plane.
United Airlines is investigating a complaint made by an actor who appeared on the TV show Barbershop after he claimed he was kicked off a flight simply because he was black. Michael Colliar claims he was booted from his flight at Dulles International Airport in Virginia after he refused to allow a flight attendant to move his luggage from the overhead storage bin so a white passenger could stow her bag there instead.
Of course. Oh, and what the story doesn't say is he knives and guns fell out of his pocket.
That's the last time I fly on New York cab driver airlines.
Knives and guns fell out of his pocket?
Well,
highly doubt it. Allegedly.
Well, that's just as absurd as what this guy is saying.
Well,
No one kicked you off a flight for that.
He claims the flight attendant gave him dirty looks when he denied her request, so he inquired about filing a complaint. That's when he was approached by security who removed the actor. He blogged about the incident saying the flight attendant and her friend got just what they wanted, the N-word off the plane.
Wow.
I'm sure they feel a great triumph in putting an uppity N-word in his place.
Wow.
He adds, at least I should be suing United Airlines for theft of services, public humiliation, and defamation of character.
All because he wouldn't move his bag? Like, listen, last time I flew, like a year or so ago, I had to move my bag, no big whoop. Come on, just move your bag. They don't kick you off for no reason. That's like getting in trouble for no reason.
So you're not buying this story.
No, because you don't get in trouble. Okay, airplanes.
And then he walked off the airplane and immediately hailed a New York cab.
I don't have all the facts, but I'm just saying from my experience.
Well, you do have the facts about the guns and knives.
Here we go.
But I imagine a situation, though, and I would pass judgment on if it worked out like this. Hey, you want to move your bag? Oh, what, because I'm black?
Oh, yeah. I don't know.
Ray J says his sex tape should be yanked off the market, by the way.
Bad performance, or what are we talking about?
Well, here we go. We'll find out.
The black market.
Feel about the sex tape issue right now? Man, I don't know. I ain't tripping. Like I said, more money, more problems. You know what I'm saying? It comes with the territory.
I think Mace said that, but to continue.
All right. More money for who? Let me ask you. I mean, do you want the tape to come off the market? Absolutely. Oh, you do? None. All right, who do you think is behind it? I don't know, but they gotta come up with something right. Let's get it over. You think $30 million is a fair price? Nope. More? Much more. What do you think is a fair price? I don't know. I gotta ask Steve about that.
He wants more than $30 million for his sex tape.
You know, Kim took $5 million for looking like a dead fish. So come on.
Mark Anthony speaks, by the way.
Really?
He says he never cheated on J-Lo.
Sex tapes, when it comes to sex tapes, beggars can't be choosers.
Yeah, $30 million?
Yeah, come on.
Who the fuck are you? You're a rager.
Who are you, Bruce Willis?
Look, I'm not going to go there.
No?
I couldn't pick Ray J out of a lineup.
Oh, no. Well, me too. To
I'm
honest.
Just saying.
No, me too.
I couldn't.
Not that there's anything wrong with that.
It's not a black thing. It's
no.
a lineup thing.
It's just a person thing. You don't know him. You're not his friend. You don't know him.
What are we laughing at?
Oh, fuck.
What story? Story?
What now? So.
What about it?
Yeah, totally. It's cool.
Good boy.
Oh. 4 days all alone on an island?
Why is he singing Last Friday Night?
I don't know.
And I can't click on this Mark Anthony video. They won't let me listen to it.
That's
they
sad.
Won't let me watch. That fucking Harvey Levin.
So what else is going on in the news?
Let's see what's on the Huffington Post. TMZ wasn't that hot.
No,
today.
Wasn't no. that hot.
Not a lot crapping.
We did what we could with it. We did what we could with it.
Well, Domino's is planning to put a restaurant on the moon. Do you want to hear about that?
30 minutes or less. Yes, please. Please read that.
What?
What? Oh, get that off.
What picture?
Oh, they got some incriminating photos of you.
Oh, yeah?
Vis-a-vis Friday.
Oh,
you
yeah?
have some good friends who take pictures of you when you're down.
Alex?
Oh, yeah. Mr. Harvey Levin.
I'll remember that.
Oh, this is bad.
Don't
oh.
worry.
Alex.
Oh. Don't worry. I like little prank wars. I enjoy good old prank wars.
Alex Levin.
No, I enjoy a good old prank wars. If he thinks his car's getting saran wrapped, he's dealing with
I'm
amateurs.
Just reminded of a certain young dead actor in the Hancock building with this pic.
You know what's a
really?
Good...
Really?
Oh, it doesn't look very flattering.
Oh,
that bad, huh?
Really?
Well, yeah. It doesn't look good.
Is he covered in his own vomit?
Just thereabouts. It's in the area.
Oh, God.
In the vicinity.
Okay. Unless, yeah.
I'm
dot,
saying,
dot, dot.
Let me see it, then.
Oh, boy.
Let me see it.
Let us all see it, please.
Oh, wow.
Do you remember that?
Turn it this way.
That looks exactly like your nose.
Yeah. Rhymes with.
Yeah. Hands on his nipples and everything.
That looks exactly like that picture.
Yeah, yes, it does.
See, I wasn't lying. I was going to say, stay away from a certain person in a certain...
What, listen,
Domino's
first of all,
Pizza plans restaurant on the moon. Go ahead, Lee.
What inconsiderate friends you guys are. You didn't even draw dicks on his face. Okay, Domino's.
Yes, inquiring...
That's funny and nobody likes you.
Who said I took a shit in there?
I take offense to that soundbite. A lot of people like me.
No. I couldn't make it to the bathroom. I
wow.
fell in the lawn. Didn't you see?
Oh, wow.
Okay. Yeah, you know what? If you guys don't show up, I'm playing more than Steven Seagal.
Oh, okay.
I like
okay.
the song, actually. Who lived
in a foreign land? All right. You win. You
all right.
Touché.
Domino's Pizza.
Okay.
The Public Relations Department at Domino's Pizza confirmed to the Huffington Post that the Pizza Corporation's Japanese arm has proposed a far-fetched plan to build a restaurant on the moon. The company estimates that the entire project will cost 1.67 trillion yen, which is about 13.4 billion, of which 560 billion yen will be required to transport 70 tons of construction materials and pizza-making equipment to the moon aboard 15 rockets.
I want a space pie.
Oh, God. And you think you got a shitty job working at that store?
Yeah. Bocce's Pizzeria on the Moon.
Oh, great. Then Bocce's will be the only pizza joint on Harlem. Right. Wonderful.
On Harlem?
And Mr. Beef. And
on North Harlem?
Remember that terrible commercial for Mr. Beef and
awful.
Pizza we saw?
Yeah, that was terrible.
It doesn't even look like the joint.
No, not at all.
Oh, you haven't seen this awful, awful thing? It's terrible. It's the worst thing you'll ever see. YouTube it.
Really?
YouTube Mr. Beef and Pizza on North Harlem.
Worse than Eagle Man?
Wow. I don't know. I don't know.
Is there more about this Domino's story?
No, that's all. They just wanted us to know they're putting we're going to the moon!
Yeah, we landed on the moon!
Yeah. It's D&D night here.
Alaska woman punches bear to save dog.
Ooh.
Runaway cow tracked down in Germany. Which one do you want to hear first?
Punches bear. I mean, how often do you read that?
An Alaska woman hit a bear's snout so hard it let go of the dog it was gnawing on. Brooke Collins, 22, said she had let her two dogs out on Sunday when she heard her pooch Fudge barking. She found a black bear holding the dachshund like a salmon, biting the back of its neck. Fearing for her dog's life, Collins went up to the bear and punched its snout until it let go of the animal. Collins' boyfriend, that brave boyfriend, then chased the bear until it disappeared into the bushes. Collins said instincts got a hold of her. It was a stupid thing, but I couldn't help it. I know you're not supposed to do that, but I didn't want my dog to be killed. Fudge's injuries were minor, and the dog seemed to be more shaken up than anything.
Ugh. Wow.
I love how it's the woman, though, and not the man.
I know. I was going to say, admirable woman.
She was just like, fuck you, bear.
Awful, right? Awful, right? He got mad at me for playing it the other night on the air. Runaway cow tracked down in Germany. Do we want to hear about this?
Yeah, of course. Coots, punching bears.
Welcome to the Jet Age. Dream.
Oh, well, speaking of the Playboy Club that's playing on my thing, we got a bunch of that cast coming on the show.
Cool.
All right.
Yeah, cool. It'll be David Krumholtz and... Huh?
Krumholtz.
Do you love Mad Men, Len? Thanks, Len. Christina Hendricks.
Yeah.
Whatever works for you, Len.
She would never do this show.
Why not?
Yeah, why not?
She's friends with Bierko.
Oh, she is?
Yeah,
all right,
friends.
Then she would.
Never say never.
In this dark, grainy video, you'll see what all of Germany is, mooing over.
Oh, boy.
This cow, named Yvonne, has been on the loose since May. And while that may not be a big deal, she won cult-like status and even got a Facebook page after police labeled her a public hazard and ordered her shot on site following a near collision with a cop car. Since then, animal rights activists have pulled out all the stops searching for her on foot and in the sky in an effort to find her before the police do. This activist says they are following the trail of cow patties and are confident that sooner or later they will find her. Whoever does will get more than just the satisfaction of finding the cow, but some moolah, too. A paper in Germany is offering a $14,000 reward for her safe return. Yvonne has even won a reprieve from police, who have now suspended their order to shoot.
Steve, when can you make it to Germany? We need to go find the cow.
I need 14 grand. What a random
I'm on the plane tomorrow. Virgin goes to Berlin.
How do they come up with those numbers?
I know. How do they come up with 14?
I don't know.
Like someone was like, I'll pay 17. 10,
you know what?
16,
I
11.
I think they asked Mentolo. My sources from the grave say 20,000.
Oh, King of Queens, ref.
Good. Yes.
All right. How about...
That's funny. I love that.
Tillamook. Oh, that's a terrible title.
Look, that's terrible.
I'm in trouble now.
You fucking
Tillamook Cheese Witch app lets you put your face on a gooey grilled cheese sandwich.
That's disgusting.
Like Virgin Mary.
The Tillamook Cheese Witch app for Facebook allows users to grill an impression of their face onto a grilled cheese sandwich. After you take a photo on your webcam or choose one from your computer or a Facebook album, the app grills the photo right onto the top piece of the sandwich bread. After the Facebook app has rendered your face onto the bread, you can then adjust photo placement, sandwich placement, tone, and burn of the grilled cheese sandwich photo. And then post your grilled cheese sandwich face on your Facebook wall.
Meanwhile, cervical cancer continues to kill millions every year because of lack of funding.
Well, someone found the funding to grill your face on a cheese sandwich.
Yeah.
Gator attack leaves woman with one leg.
That happened.
Just sounds awful. Yeah. The Waffle House Index, FEMA. FEMA is impressed by the Waffle House's chain's disaster preparedness. Do we want to know about that?
Sure.
Read
next.
On. Oh, next.
That's kind of
next.
Yeah, who listens to Luisi? Jesus Christ. Good point. Many people think that the official motto of the U.S. Postal Service begins neither snow nor rain nor heat nor gloom of the night and testifies to the dauntless of mailmen. In fact, the Postal Service has no motto, meaning the statement of purpose is free for others to use as their own. HuffPost Food would like to suggest the Waffle House. According to the Wall Street Journal's Valerie Borlein, the 62-year-old Southern food chain has a long-standing reputation for staying open during natural disasters. And if a storm is too intense to stay open straight through the worst of it, Waffle House has especially strong protocols for getting back online quickly.
Wow.
Its hurricane playbook explains how to reopen a restaurant and what to serve if there is gas but no electricity or a generator but no ice. An important element is limiting the menu so the company's supply chain can focus on keeping certain items stocked and chilled or frozen.
Yeah.
For example, if a Waffle House store is open and offering a full menu, the index is green. If it is open but serving from a limited menu, it is yellow. When the location has been forced to close, the index is red. Because Waffle House is well prepared for disasters, it's rare for the index to hit red. For example, the Joplin, Missouri Waffle House survived the tornado and remained open.
Impressive.
Oh, boy.
Waffle House.
FEMA needs to go into the Waffle House business.
What's FEMA doing investigating the Waffle House?
I don't know.
Boy, they waste a lot of taxpayer money, too, don't they?
Yeah, don't they? Yeah.
I wish I could waste all that money.
Beats fixing levees.
Urkel's going to be on an episode of House this year.
Oh yeah!
For anyone cares what Jaleel's up to.
Jaleel.
So, oh well.
Man sees his house getting burglarized during airplane flyover.
That sucks.
How could you see that?
Wow, that sucks. I mean, my house. Land the plane.
Here you go. Let's hear it. Well, I'll tell you what. I'm a.
That's fucking funny.
I'm looking forward to this.
That is funny.
They say someone up there is watching, and sometimes that someone is you. Oh, here we go.
Yes.
Well, here we maybe go.
Yes. Dotson.
They're not playing any audio for this.
We got Dotson here.
I'm not getting any audio.
Oh,
what's that about?
Couldn't tell you.
Well, you know what I am getting audio on?
Yeah.
Oh,
I love it.
God.
All right, I'll read this story, though. How about that? Steve Lin was on his first small airplane ride when he thought it would be nice to grab a few aerial photographs of his Arkansas house. That's when he noticed some unusual activity on his property, according to an Associated Press report. Lin quickly realized that someone was burglarizing his home. When I took him over his house, there were a couple of guys loading up a bunch of stuff. Oh, my God.
Wow.
I was like, someone is stealing stuff down there. But Lin was far from helpless. Hudson began following his escaping burglars from the air, giving police directions and information on their every move. Roosevelt Smith III and Joseph Peel, the two suspects, were eventually stopped and arrested right before. Make that below the homeowner's eyes. The pair were charged with residential burglary and theft of property.
How was he above the house long enough to be able to relay? Oh, circle.
Yeah, he just wanted to take pictures of his house.
Oh.
And he noticed when he was taking pictures of his house.
Could you imagine that, though? Just like people walking out.
The minute I leave. Like his best friend is there, too.
My house.
Do we want to know? Do we want to? Oh, you know what? I'm not even gonna prepare you for this. I'm not even gonna prepare you for this. We're just gonna play.
Los boletos se han terminado. Hay alegría, emoción, gritos. Aquí seguimos en la arena Monterrey. Los boletos.
I'm gonna translate. For
I was
you.
There. They're doing the double talk. How am I supposed to know what they're
this
saying?
This is a video of
we
a Mexican.
We don't speak Japanese.
This is a video of a Mexican teen girl offering her virginity in exchange for Justin Bieber concert tickets.
What?
See Bieber?
Not even to see him, just tickets.
Wow.
When Justin Bieber tickets went on sale for his Mexico City concert, young Ninas stood in line for days. Unfortunately, when some of them got to the front of the line, they were told the show was sold out. So they handled it well by going absolutely loco. Well, now
wow.
One young girl who wasn't able to get her Bieber tickets has chosen an enterprising way to attempt to gain access to the concert. According to several Mexican news outlets, a young Bieber is offered to trade a Belieber. Belieber, that's
wow.
Her name. Has offered to trade her virginity for a ticket. My virginity for a ticket to Justin Bieber, one girl wrote on Facebook. El Norte, the newspaper, looks like someone's got a bad case of Bieber fever. I'm sure this is just a young girl making insane statements.
Wait a minute, but she just said a Facebook post?
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh, because no one would ever write some meaningless bullshit on a Facebook post.
No, that doesn't matter.
People
no.
take
yeah,
that seriously?
I gotta be honest here.
Legally, that doesn't matter if it's bullshit.
I think girls would give up their virginity for a lot less.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, of course.
Well,
but
this is supposed to be Mexico City. It's where all the classy
yeah,
women are.
Yeah, a lot less.
Oh, here we go.
Yeah.
A lot less.
Oh, man.
As he points to Alex, wow. For those of you who can see us, because we're
well,
on the radio.
You know what? On that note, I want to play a sexy song about women to close out the show.
Okay.
Probably should.
Oh.
What?
Okay. All right. It's funny.
This is for the young girl who wants Bieber tickets.
And was this recorded in between Half Past Dead and On Deadly Ground?
Is this the one I had him on the album you own of Steven Seagal's? Adam, remember, you own a Steven Seagal album.
And now I have everything. And
this is a little better.
No matter what tomorrow.
Girl, it's all right. I don't know what it has to do with the black choir, gospel choir.
Yeah.
Is gospel just a PC way of saying black choir?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, making sure.
I believe so.
Yes. Yes and yes.
Okay, making
our
sure.
Our black correspondent, Lee Capreas, clears
yes.
that up for us.
Right.
Girl, it's all right. Girl, it's all right. Oh, wait, Pat says I have to. We do have a show on Labor Day.
Okay.
Timothy Busfield on Monday.
Yay.
Timothy Busfield, you may know him from 30-something West Wing.
I can't wait.
You
have the night
Little
off.
Big League.
I'll be here live.
You have the night off, America. We do not.
On West Wing? He's Allison Janney's boyfriend on West Wing, the news reporter. Yeah. Yeah. Studio 60.
Studio 60, yeah.
You may remember him on Studio 60. Mm-hmm. I believe he's worked with Aaron Sorkin quite a few times.
Did you news
real right good now? Actor. Real good actor, Timothy Busfield. Let me pull up his resume. See what I'm missing.
Resume.
See what I'm missing in this whole Timothy Busfield. Let's see. Well, Studio 60, The West Wing. He wasn't on an Entourage. Without a Trace, Ed.
Yeah, everybody we've had on the show has been on Without a Trace.
And Ed.
Nice.
And, of course, Little Big League is one of my favorites. Quiz Show.
Quiz Show, yeah.
You may remember Quiz Show. Yeah, Striking Distance. Thirty-something was his big one, I believe. Revenge of the Nerds, of course. Arnie Poindexter, not to be confused with Larry Poindexter.
Not at all. Yeah.
Who looks nothing like a Poindexter you would imagine would look.
So I'll leave you with more of this.
Oh.
There was a king who lived in a forest.
60 seconds.
Riches and gold, the envy of every man.
But it's all right by me. That inspired the world's greatest poetry. Out of a million chances, who'd have thought I'd be this kind of lucky one? Then it's alright.